Josh, congratulations. Coming into tonight, you'd won two of your last 10 here at the MCG. It's a pretty impressive win when you look back at the stats.
Yeah, look, you know, it's always been tough getting over here and win on the MCG. And yeah, we don't get too many games here. And I think that was the only game we got here during the season. So, it was a great win and great fight by the boys. So it was great.
What was the attitude coming in to the game tonight? Did you achieve all the objectives that Adam Simpson had set out?
Yeah, look, we wanted to play our way, play our brand of footy, and we knew it was going to be tough. Richmond were in some great form after coming off that win against Frio, so we knew it was going to be a tough one, and the grind through the game, and it was pretty close, and we knew that we'd hopefully break them at some point, and yeah, they come back at the end there, but it was just great to get the win.
It seemed a real physical contest, particularly in the first half, a little bit scrappy at times, but a real physical battle and a lot of pressure on both sides.
Yeah, definitely. That's just the way Richmond play. It's always a tough game, and they bring the heat and they bring a lot of pressure. So we knew we were going to be under the pump, and it was a tough game.
A real surge there from the Tigers in the third quarter. Was it just a matter of everyone getting their heads together and keeping on task?
Yeah, look, we just wanted to keep our brand of footy and play our systems and keep them in place. And we did that. We didn't go away from what we do. And yeah, it was we come over the 4 points, which is awesome.
Big battle for you tonight alongside Alex France. It was almost a 50-50 win. He may have had the better of you early, but to come away with 3-3, were you satisfied with that?
Yeah, look, it's always a challenge against Alex France, and he's a quality player, and I knew it was going to be a tough night, so it was good to get a couple towards the end of the game.
The team must be delighted with how the likes of Matt Rosa, Xavier Ellis, Jack Darling just all slide back into this unit, the way that the team's performing as a whole at the moment.
Yeah, look, having Jack back in the side is fantastic for our forward line, and Matty Rose is back in action now, and Xavier Ellis as well is one who's come back, and he's getting into some form now as well, so it's been some good inclusions, and hopefully it sets us up for the last bit of the year.
To go into the bye at 9-3, is that a pretty happy result for where the club's at the moment?
Oh, definitely, yeah. We'll take that for sure. So it's it's been a lot of grind and getting it through the games, and it's been tough, but it's exciting, and now we'll go away and have a break, and we'll rest up and mentally freshen up, and then get into the next block of the year, which is going to be a tough one.
Get a few days off now?
Yeah, I got to Wednesday off, so it'll be good to get down south and chill out for a bit.
Thanks for your time on 6PR. Congratulations tonight.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.